Blog Talk Radio.
Earth Angel Radio is the authentic radio for living an authentic life, sharing with you the heart of a richer and fuller life with divine guidance.
Earth Angel Radio is here to share with you the wisdom of the ages from all dimensions, bringing you a greater understanding to a more conscious way of living, and to expand your mind beyond this world.
Please join the host of Earth Angel Radio, Carol Guy.
Welcome to Earth Angel Radio.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.carolguy.com. Carol Guy is an angelic counselor as well as the author of A Healthy Mind Leads to a Healthy Body and her new book, Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet. You can find her here every Wednesday and Friday on blogtalkradio.com/earth-angel. You can also find her on twitter.com/yourearthangel as well as on facebook.com/Carol Guy and jasonsnetwork.com/Carol Guy. And now back to Earth Angel Radio with your host, Carol Guy.
Hello, everyone. I hope everyone's having a fabulous Friday. It's a great day. Oh, it's getting closer and closer to the holidays. I know that here in the U.S., we're going to be having Thanksgiving next week. So, lots of, you know, we're in the holiday season. This year is over. It is over. So you need to either get it right or, you know what, this is where you're going to be at. It's time. It's time to get it right.
So what does that mean, you know? Well, you can call in today at
646-200. Okay, let me start that again. Get it right. 646-200-4169, and we will talk about that. What it is, what's going to be right for you, what do you got to do to get it right now, because it's all about the now. Everybody is talking about, okay, I'm going to do this. Well, no, now, right here, right now, you got to get it done, and that's what we're here to do today is let's get it done. So I am in the chat room. My chat room kind of went away, and I'm looking for it to come back. I had to reset. It was there, and then it was gone. So, okay, there we go. So, anyways, if you'd like to call in, also we are going to have, I can take questions in the chat room. I'm not sure what's going on here because it doesn't look like I'm in there. So, but anyways, let's go to our first caller because we're going to do readings today and we're going to see what we can do to get things on track for you. And we have area code 941. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. Where in Florida are you?
I'm in
the
Sarasota area.
Oh, I love that area. I spent a little bit of time in that area. So, nice. So, anyways, what can we do for you?
I have a question. What do you see happening with me for, you know, what's to come with my career and what's up ahead?
Okay.
I can hardly hear you. It's a little bit muffled.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. For some reason, I just want to mention before I talk to you again. Something's going on with the chat room. We have somebody else that's a guest that's in my space. So if you are, please remove yourself. Because I am going to go to Blog Talk right now and have them check this out. Because I'm not in and they've got me blocked. So, anyways, we're going to get this straightened out right here, right now. So, back to you, Carla. Sorry about that, but I've all of a sudden I got kicked out, and I got to get this straightened out. So,
no problem.
Okay. Anyways, you're asking what is going on with your career.
Yeah, what do you see
correct?
Coming up ahead? Yeah, what do you see coming up ahead and et cetera?
Okay, what's coming up ahead? Well, I heard new job, new beginnings. So what does that mean for you? What I'm hearing is a career change. You're going to do absolutely complete career change.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so that's something that your soul's been looking for. You're going to do a complete career change. And are you doing anything in the medical field right now?
Somewhat, yes.
You are? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hearing is the medical. It's in the medical field. You're going to be. I see you doing what I'm hearing, not me personally, but what I'm being shown. What I'm hearing is a more healing practice and the healing arts more in the medical field than what you're currently doing.
Okay, because I'm currently doing it now. Is it something different?
Yes. Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay.
I don't, not sure what you're totally doing. I even see, I don't know if you're doing this right now, but I see you in a doctor's office kind of setting doing more in energy healing work. Is
okay.
that anything that you're doing right now?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay.
I kind of think it might be going to a
different
state, you know, different degree, not working just for chiropractors, but working
mm-hmm.
on something else.
Uh-huh, yes. Yes,
okay.
Totally. I'm sorry, let me get this here taken care of.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just move this again real quick.
Okay.
Yes, it is going to be much more.
Okay.
Than just in a chiropractor's, because it is, I do see, yes, I do see you actually, this is more like your regular doctor's office. I see like the white coat kind of doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in a chiropractor's office, it isn't really that. But
no,
that's what I kind
all.
Of see. It's like the kind of the white coat kind of office setting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, also, what I'm hearing is something in the dental work area. You may be kind of like floating around to different places.
Okay.
Okay, that might be, you know, I don't know if you have, but it's going to be more on the energy artwork of healing that you're going to be doing.
Okay.
But I just heard dental, too.
Okay, do you know when this change will be coming up?
Well, by the first of the year, probably anywhere between now and March, or right around March, or somewhere around there.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So, and it is going to be much more money, so you, that will be something to look forward to, too. So, but there's going to be, I think what I'm hearing is someone's going to approach you. Somebody, and there's going to be something to do also with the dental aspect of career.
Okay.
So
somebody will approach me to do it?
Yeah, somebody's going to be, you're going to be talking to somebody, and a door will open. They're going to be somewhere. They may be a dentist. They may know of a dentist that does more of the holistic, that's the word, holistic healing in their practice that you
mm-hmm.
will be able to maybe assist them with. There you go. That's
okay.
The right words.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Well, you're very
okay.
welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, we are
talking to Blog Talk to find out what's going on with the chat room. So, I'm just going to, okay, and then we'll take our next caller. Like I said, if you'd like to call in, please call in 646-200-4169. And let's take our next caller at, this is a Skype number 111.
Hello, how's it going?
Hi, it's going. Who are you?
It's Jay calling from Canada. What shows up
on
your...
Oh, Jay, there you go.
Huh? Yeah, I'm curious, what's going on with the Blog Talk thing?
With the chat room, I'm not sure because somebody has taken, I guess, into my password and they
are using as a guest 1659. And
let's see what's going on here. Yeah, I can't do anything. So I am talking about getting Blog Talk to come in.
Cool.
I'm going to write this.
Anyhow.
1-6, bear with me just a moment. Okay, I'm letting Blog Talk know right now who they are. Okay, so sorry about that, Jay. And
no
everybody
problem.
Else.
Hey, I just wondered, thanks so much for taking my call, and just wonder how things are going with you.
Everything's wonderful with me. You know what? It's getting more magical and more interesting every day.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so. Oh, so one of the tarot wrote David. Okay, they're also in there. Blog Talk. I'm sorry to take your time up. That Blog Talk is also in there in the chat room now, and it's guest 1659. Anyways, refresh. Okay, so I got to refresh. Let me do that and see what we can do. So, anyways, Jay, I'm wonderful. So thank you very much for asking. So we'll get this straightened out and we'll be on our way. So what's going on with you?
Hey, I got a question for you. I had a job interview on the Wednesday, went really well, and they're making a decision today regarding who they're going to choose for a candidate for the job, ask from angel prayers. That's I'm asking for a great, you know, consideration to my what I proposed and what I presented. Just angel prayers.
No, you don't. I'm sorry. Do you really want just consideration?
Well, I'm looking for a job, best outcome, so.
Okay. That's what you want. So you're asking for the wrong thing. You said consideration. You need to restructure the way you're asking for this. You want them to hire you.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to put it for gently through. Yeah.
No more gentle, Jay. You've got to start getting firm, and you've got to start claiming something. You're not claiming the job, okay? You're not claiming it, that this is my job. This is the job I desire. This is the job I want. This is the job I'm going to have. You're not claiming it, okay? So you're still giving your power away of them just considering you. They are absolutely considering you. So, but the thing is you don't want just consideration. You want them to hire you.
Yeah,
okay, so you got to start claiming that they're going to hire you now, okay? So they are considering you, to answer your first question. But you have to claim this job. As of right now, you have to change the vibration of this because I don't feel that they'll hire you. Because you asked for the wrong thing. You can change this, though. Don't get down. Let's see.
Let's see.
Okay. Okay. Anyways, you can change this.
Oh, okay. How do you change it?
Where
the angels
how do you
saying
change
that,
it? By sitting down, getting quiet, getting quiet, and going within yourself and start getting that firm decision that, no, I choose to claim this job now. I choose to claim this now. Right here, right now, I choose to claim this job right now. And getting firm with yourself and taking back your power of just them considering you. And that's how you change it, okay? If you change it, will Jay get the job? It's an if. So you got to go in there with some power. You need to bring up your power and do so.
Okay.
Okay. So, go and whatever you go to for job-wise, claim it. So when they're claiming that job, that I'm going to go in there not just for consideration, I'm going to go in there not just for a great interview, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get this job. I'm going to be hired.
Hmm. Yes.
So.
Okay.
So.
I actually did some meditation on it last night, too, so I'll do some meditation today.
Say that one more time.
I'll do some meditation on it, too.
Yes. Do some meditation, but take your power back and get this job. Get it. It's not too late yet.
Yeah. I'll ask the angels for help, too, so.
You will. You will. You'll get the help you need, but you have to go in there with some power now because it's all about you learning to step into your own power and your own magic of what it is you're desiring and wanting.
Yes.
Okay? So just go in there and do it. You're leaving yourself powerless. Do you feel it in your vibration? Your vibration's low. Do you feel it? Do you hear me? Can you hear me?
Well, no, what you said was left me powerless. I just wondered, I didn't know what the words to say for, you know, asking angels for help to get the job, so.
Yeah, but you have to start doing it, too, because right now we're in that phase of stepping into the power of claiming things and getting it for ourselves and knowing that we have it. You got to get into the knowing that you got it.
Yeah.
It's just that you're not there.
Okay, I'll shift my frequency then on it.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to change your frequency. So I keep changing, I keep refreshing and closing the chat room and everything, but there is still a guest now. It says 1808. Yes, they are in the chat room too, but they are also holding my space that's blocking me from typing anything and doing anything in the chat room. So I want to let them know that, Log Talk know that. Yeah. So, anyways, done with that. I will just work on the everything else later. But, anyways, do that, Jay. Do that. You can do this. This is your time to start having what you want. Don't just rely on angels to get your job. Start relying on your own power and your own self to get these. You have a good resume. You present yourself very well.
Yes,
but you got to go in that vibration of claiming that job, that this is mine. That's how people get things, is when they decide that this is mine. You have not decided this, that this job is yours. You're still giving it for them to do it for you.
Yeah. Every little bit helps, so.
What's that?
Every little bit helps.
Yeah, but you're going to be fine. Yeah, you will get a job very soon. Keep practicing your magic and see what happens.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so, and see what happens. Okay, you'll get it. You'll get a job. So go in there, sit down in meditation. What you need to ask for is to step into your own power and get it.
Yes.
Okay, ask, because see, that's what a lot of people are doing, is they're asking for jobs, they're asking for money, they're asking for relationships, they're asking for a car, a home, all these things, but they are totally powerless and they are not able to get any of this. They're still giving their power away. What they need to ask is to step into the knowing, to bring you up into higher vibration of getting you into the knowing and to receive being more powerful in your manifestations of what it is you're wanting.
Hmm.
Okay? Start asking for these things. Let me see clearly. Let me step into the knowing. Step me up into the knowing of that I got things, that I can have things. Because when you step into the knowing of something, there is no question. There's absolutely not a question there at all.
Hmm. Yes.
Okay, so.
Okay.
So, anyways, check that out and see what you're going to do. Okay?
Thanks so much. Yeah,
and
thanks
then
so
let me know.
And hope everything goes out with your chat room and things like that. So I don't know who this John C. Sweet is. So
he's from Blog Talk. Yeah, I'm reading it, and it's not. So yeah, it's Blog. He's from Blog Talk. It's okay. You know what? That's okay. It doesn't matter. We're going to continue on with our show and go on from there. So if anybody in the chat room would like to call in, they can call in at 646-200-4169, and we will just go from there and not worry about that. So anyways, but Dion, Jay, just really, really work on that. Because you are much more powerful than you what you realize. We've talked about this before, and yes, you can ask a question in the chat room there too, and I will read it. So, anyways, we've talked about this before, and just really, really ask to step into your power. Help me, guide me. That's what you need to ask. Get me. Let me feel. What does it feel like to be powerful?
Mm.
Give yourself permission to do so. And get the job. Get the job you want.
Yeah.
Do you really want the job that you just asked for consideration of?
Well, I don't know how to put it more politely, but it's just, yeah, I really choose that job.
Say that one more time.
I really choose that job that I'm applying for.
Okay, is that the job you truly desire and want?
Yes.
There you go. That's when you step in your power. There is no other stuff to say. You just say yes.
Hmm.
Yes. That's powerful. Than saying all of the other stuff. Yes, I do. Yes. Then you say, make it happen. Let's do it.
Hmm.
Get more powerful with your yeses. All right?
Alrighty.
All right. Blessings to you. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see if we get what the question is. Maybe she did. Okay, question. Can I ask a question in the chat room? Maybe she didn't see it. 548. Okay, sorry. No. I can see in the chat room. And as I'm looking at this, I can see where it usually says Earth Angels Radio. You guys, I know who's hacking and who's not. It's guest 1820 because that is the number that's twice on my switchboard here or in my chat room board here because if they're in the chat room, plus they are also where in the space where it says Earth Angels Radio, where normally when I would click on and be in the chat room, that's where I would be. So that's the only one that is that needs to be looked at is 81820. So anyways, what is the question? She is focusing on the caller now. Yes, I do want to focus on my callers. And if you have a question that can be answered, not about the chat room and what's going on there, then let's go on and let's have other questions, okay? So, and if you'd like to call in, you can call in at 646-200-4169. So, you told me before that you saw a moving coming up for me next year. Do you see a soulmate connection for me once I move? Okay, redefine your soulmate. Okay, that's the first question that you need to do. Soulmates, people don't understand soulmate. You ask for a soulmate, you can get a dog, you can get a cat, you can get it could be your mother or your father or a best friend or someone. Okay, soulmate, what are you looking for? Don't stop asking for soulmates. Soulmate is someone from your soul family that's going to come in there and teach you lessons. Lessons, okay? So if you are looking for a romantic partner, a romantic beloved, ask for a romantic beloved, not a soulmate. Soulmate can, let me say, that could be your dog. You could get a dog. A gentleman about a month ago, he came up to me. We were outside, and he came up to me and said, he goes, I'm lonely. I want a girlfriend. And I said, really? Okay. That was all I was saying. I walked away. Guess what? He got a dog. Done. He got a dog. And I said, she's perfect for you. She's exactly what you need. You were lonely. You wanted a girlfriend.
here's your girl. The dog came to him. He didn't go out looking for her or buy her or anything like that. She came to him. Okay? And I know this for because I did it too. I have a dog. I have Michael. I have my kitty cat, Solomon. So, yes, romantic, beloved, someone that you redefine what you're asking for. Okay? So, back to the question. Unconditional love from a pet, yes. If you think you're going to get unconditional love from a human, you may want to think again. Okay, because the unconditional love needs to actually come from inside of your own self. And we did have, Greg Easterton, I believe his name was. He was on our show, as a guest on the show a while back. And anyways, he was talking about unconditional love. Well, the root of unconditional love, the word unconditional love, the root of that is conditional. All right. So what he suggested that he uses that really resonated with me and I really liked it was ever-expanding love, expanding love. Love, because love is already inside of you. And so if you start expanding it through yourself and out to others, then that kind of love is what's going to return to you. So I really, really take a look at our words because we're really working on the play of words. All right. So anyways, okay, do you see me making a romantic beloved connection much, much better? And the answer is yes. Once you get moved, once you get settled, once you start getting into a routine, then you will meet this person. And there is going to be some lessons that you will learn. Is going to become about when you meet this person. But yes, there is going to be someone, there is going to be a romantic, the loving connection between you and someone. So yes, the answer is yes, but it won't happen until actually when you, once you get moved and you get settled into your life. I see you being busy. I see you being really, really busy and this person comes, will show up. Okay, it's not going to be the time when you start really focusing and really like, well, okay, got everything done, now where's this person at? That's not going to be when it's going to happen. What I see is you're going to be very, very busy. You're going to be so busy that you almost will, the words that I'm hearing is it will knock your socks off because you won't be prepared for it, actually. You're going to be so busy, like, I don't have time, that you're almost like, wait a minute, it's knocking my socks off here. Let me redirect myself. But that's going to be the one that's going to be coming into your life. So, okay, next question in the chat room here is, when do you see me working with more than one client? When do I see you working with more than one client? Well, how many clients do you want? How many clients do you want? And be grateful for that one client. How many clients do you want? 3 or 4? 100? How many do you want? You've been asking. You were asking for bring me a client. You were asking to bring me a client. You got your client. So now, okay, perfect number, 10. 10 clients, okay? 10 a week, okay? And one other thing I want to throw in there, too, with this, 10 clients, 10 a week. Hey, that pay. Paying clients. I would like 10 paying clients a week. That's what you need to ask for. Redefine what you're asking for. Okay, you asked for a client, you got one. Now you're asking for 10. Okay. What I'm hearing is with the holidays coming up, things will be a little slow for the first few weeks. Then I think things will pick up for you. What I'm hearing is they'll slowly start drifting in, and then they're going to be, you'll have your 10 a week shortly after the first of the year. But you know what? Also, wait a minute, because they're saying no. I think things are going to really start picking up for you before the first of the year, because people are going to start. But what I'm hearing is people are starting to get desperate for their changes, for their life changes. Okay, so, all right, so you're saying I've been asking for 10K premium clients a week who love and appreciate me. Okay, so do you want them to love and appreciate you, or do you just want them to pay in clients? So what is it that you're wanting more? Because you've got a couple of things going here. Love and appreciation comes from you. When you work with clients, your thing is to help your clients, not for them to have to love and appreciate you. So you're putting this expectation upon your clients, okay? Your clients will love and appreciate you once you're helping them and their life starts changing and you do the work that you need to do for them and they see that. So you're trying to put on your own stuff of them loving and appreciating you instead of you doing what you need to do. So I would change that question up a little bit. I care for people so much and get frustrated when they don't hire me. Oh, nice honesty. Love it. Oh, okay. I understand that. Okay. Well, see, you get your own judgment in there. You get your own judgment. They're not hiring you, okay? You get frustrated with them. That's lower vibrational energy. That's your own stuff. They're coming to you. They're not hiring you because they're helping you. You're their client. They're on a soul level. They're helping you to get over your frustration and stuff. Get over all of that. You're trying to take their free will from them. So what if they don't hire you? Next. So what if they don't love and appreciate you? Next. Who cares? You want paying clients. 10 paying clients. Okay? Your job is to help your clients. Not for you, for them to love and appreciate you. You're getting frustrated at them because they don't hire you. And the thing is that they're teaching you. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. That's true. But I keep saying next and there's no one because you've got the vibration of them. They have to love and appreciate you. And when they don't, you're getting frustrated. Okay. So remove all of that vibration from yourself, change that, and then allow them to come. Okay, people come, they hire you for your services, not what they're supposed to do for you. Okay, so change the vibration within yourself. Okay, hold that vibration of okay, you don't want to pay. Then move on. Change that. Because if you keep seeing them as not paying, that they don't want to pay, then guess what? That's what you're going to continue to get. See yourself having the 10 paying clients, because you need to bring up your own worthiness of having 10 paying clients. So work on yourself, work on your own self right now, and then watch how things will change for you. Work on yourself. Remove these things from yourself. Okay? Okay, well, okay, then your job is to raise up above that. What they're saying in the chat room is, I always hear them say, I don't have the money. Okay, well, what's your job? Your job is to start seeing them have the money. As soon as they say that they don't have the money, you get frustrated. Okay, your job is to see them having the money. Let me give you an example. He gets pissed off, pisses me off. So who do you need to work on? You. Your first client needs to be yourself. Okay, so I had a client that came, and I worked with him before. They came to me and said, well, I don't have the money. And I said, well, guess what? I don't buy it from you anymore. I'm not buying that anymore. I'm going to only see you having the money, and I'm going to hold the vibration for you that you have the money to pay me. And he says, okay. And I said, well, call me when the money comes in. Guess what? He got a job, a different job. He got $10,000 more a year. So guess what? He called me. Got some money. Yeah, you do. I held the vibration because I refused to see him not having the money to pay me. I chose to hold that higher vibration of him having the money to pay me. I wasn't going to buy that lame excuse that people give, okay? I choose not to do. You don't have the money? Well, guess what? If you really want to work with me, you'll have the money. Period. Done. You really want to change your life? You'll have the money. Done. Hold a higher vibration. Hold the vibration that they have the money to pay you. See, you're getting pissed off, so you're losing your own power. You are. So the real client here is yourself. Number one client, you. Number two client is the client that you have right now. number three client is the ones that you're going to start changing because you're changing the way you see them. Stop. You're attracting the ones because the vibration is you, and it's still that pissed off feeling, that frustration, that they're actually, what they're doing is they are showing you that you still have more to work on. First client, yourself. Always yourself. First client. You know what? Whenever I get pissed off and I'm angry, where do I go? Inward. Okay, it's not that person. That person's doing what they said they're going to do. They're on a soul level, we made an agreement. We're going to piss each other off until both of us get over ourselves. Okay? Whatever it is. What agreement did we have? Okay, you want to work on this? Great, fine. You want to hire me? All right. Do you really want to hire me? Yeah, guess what? Okay, good. And that's on a soul level. I'm not talking about here on the human level. I'm talking on a soul level. Okay? You want a partner? Guess what? I'm going to piss you off. As long as you keep leaking out your power and you keep getting pissed off, guess what? I was pissed off yesterday. I was so pissed off yesterday. If I would have talked to somebody, their head would have been off. Guarantee it. I know that. Because I was in that space. But that was good because it's like, okay, you know what? All right, gotcha. Got it. Get back in your power. This person, no, not doing it with you. Not doing that. Don't. You know, because I don't like bullshit. I don't like bullshit. Do not like it. But bullshit, I saw bullshit right there. I saw it. I stepped back. I walked away from it. And I was like, I hate bullshit. Okay, all right, good. So I was pissed. I was so pissed. I knew if I would have talked to that person, their head would have been spinning off. I knew it. Because that's how pissed off I was. But it was good for me because it's like, okay, you see where you're at here. Okay, you see what's going on. So change it within yourself. That's what I did. Because last night, I was good. I was doing my laundry. I was doing the things I needed to take care of. I was good. But at first, that's the space I was in. But I see it. My gift to me is that I learn to see what's going on. I learn when those feelings of frustration, those feelings of anger, those feelings, then there's something inside of me that's still poisoning me that I have to rid myself from because, it's, you know what, I'm not going to go there. Get rid of it. It's power. It leaves you powerless. So, anyways, take a look at yourself first, always.
Always. Number one point is that.
Always. So let me catch up here on the chat room. Yeah, but then I get pissed because I see them go on vacation or paying for other things. Well, guess what? It's so what? It's their money. It's their life. It's their stuff. Because guess what? They're going on vacation. They're doing all these things because they don't think that they're putting all these things ahead of their own soul's growth for now. For now. So stop judging. Get rid of your judgment. So what? People don't want to do the inner work. They don't want to pay to improve themselves. Well, guess what? You know what? Let them go do what they want to do. If they want to buy alcohol, they want to buy whatever. They want to spend their money other ways. It's their money. It's their money. Stop helping them for free then. If they get the money, then they say they'll pay me for my services. Okay, well, when they get the money, they want to pay you for your services. Otherwise, stop helping them for free. I always have things to work on, and won't we always, though? Yeah, you will. It'll be a little different, but get over this one. Go to the next one. I want to get paid, and I'm able to help people with other things, right? Others get paid while they are learning. Well, yeah, but you're still putting this money thing. You need to work on the money thing, too, okay? Because the money is controlling your emotions. It's controlling your service, everything about you. So John Randolph Price has a program called the 40-Day Abundant Program. Check it out, okay? Check it out and get past this money thing. All right? I don't have patience now to listen to anyone's problems unless they are paying me. Otherwise, I don't want to be bothered, but I feel bad having this attitude. Oh, just your attitude. So what if people don't want to pay you? Let them go. and clear that space, clear that vibration from yourself, so the ones that do, the ones that really want to do the work, the ones that are, then they can step in that vibration. So work on this stuff. Someone told me I have to have more patience, but this is my job. That's what I think. Stop listening to what other people are telling you. Don't worry about the patience. Change the vibration. I wouldn't be upset if God brought me other clients. Well, God's only going to bring you clients. First of all, you got to think about this too, okay? God's working on you to get you past all this bull crap right here. And then once you get past them, then clients will come, okay? God's bringing you clients to help you to get take care of these things for yourself. Because our main job is our own soul's growth. That's it. Okay? So should I get a part-time job? This has been a cycle. So you know what? You can get a part-time job or change this vibration and step into the knowing. Step up. Step up into the knowing now. Okay? Try that. Okay, so then it's okay for me to say, hey, schedule in a session? Absolutely. This happens in small groups. It ends up being private healing sessions for a fraction of the amount. So what? You know what? Yes, call me, schedule a session. Walk away. Let go. You're holding on too tightly. Yeah, I want to change the vibration. Tame me, you suckers. Well, guess what? Really? Now tell me something. If I said that to you, hey, you know, pay me, you suckers. If I said that to you, would you really want to come to me? And I'm not even, if you're holding that kind of vibration, would you really want to come to me for me to be able to help you? I don't want to be with somebody, you know, that can't, that doesn't know, isn't walking their talk. That's what I want to say. So change the vibration for yourself, okay? Time for a change in... yeah, they're talking about the monks themselves now. So anyways, yeah, you know what? Really start defining. Step into your own power and practice your magic. And because the magic you're practicing right now is you're mixing your potions, you're mixing your words, your emotions, and all these things, and black soot is just keeps exploding into your face, and you're getting frustrated. When you bring in frustration and pissed off anger, you lose power. You lose power. Okay? So step back into your power and change the vibration. Very easy, very simple.
Sounds
like it, right? So you start being tested. Start being tested, and guess what? You know what? You start being tested, and you flunk the test. You got to go back to the drawing board and start again. Okay? So if you're wanting to teach people and heal people and do these things, guess what? You got to go first. If you want to be a leader, you got to go first. Leaders go first. What's the game plan? You keep saying very simple. Very simple. Look at yourself. Game plan is look at yourself first. Keep it simple. Play. Play. Have fun. Get relaxed. Stop being attached to the anger or the people spending their money on other things. Lose the attachments. Don't let it change you. Don't let it knock you off your course. That's what's simple. You let go of the attachments and it gets simple. And it gets easier. It gets easier. So, all right, check it out and see what happens. Keep it simple. Ask. Simple. Simple. Ask. See, people are asking for jobs and money and relationships, but they forget to ask to step in their own power, to step into the knowing, to give them the strength, to give them the courage, to keep it simple, to see clearly, to lift up the fog. If you do those things, if you start asking for those things, all the other stuff will start lining up. It'll start just coming to you. You won't have to do anything. Okay? And except for laugh, play. I'll tell you what, here lately, I have been laughing so much. We have been having so much fun. I've been hanging out with my friends, and there's it's like this little group of us. There's one guy, and then there's three of us girls, and we are just, I mean, we sit down, and we're just laughing, gut-wrenching, laughing over stuff, and it is so fun. It is so fun. We're having a blast doing it, and it just makes the whole day so magical and so wonderful. And so when you can start doing that, you'd be amazed. Laughter brings up your vibration. Things will come to you, and it's so magical, and it's that simple. That's what's simple. So try it. See what happens, okay? And then you can go from there. So anyways, Dr. Michael Rice will be with you in just a few minutes. Please check out all of our different shows here on Earth Angels Radio. You can go to earthangelsradio.com and see what's happening there. Also, you can listen to us at IPM Nation as well. But check out all these different things, and you will you know, we got shows for everything. We got a lot of shows on earthangelsradio.com. There's a lot of shows right there that will help you, to guide you. Just pick one. You know, we have a lot of our special guests that we've had on. There's a lot of shows right there. Or you can go right here at Blog Talk and listen to us. You can listen on iTunes. We've got tons of shows on iTunes. I've got shows back since 2008 here on Blog Talk. I've been with them for a long time. So every show I've done is right here on Blog Talk. So you can go back and listen to them. You know, maybe if you think, well, okay, I'm at this stage, why should I go back and listen to this, some of this other stuff? You never know what you might have missed. And back in December of last year, I did 4 shows on practicing your magic. You can find them if you go to earthangelsradio.com and go to MySpace, Carol Guy, Lady Carol Guy. Page, my page, I have those shows right there for you, so you don't have to go looking through the archives. You can go right there and listen to them. Okay, so check those out. But Dr. Michael Rice will be with you, and then shortly after his show, Dr. Nydia will be doing her show, Inner Work in Spanish. And it's really wonderful, amazing. She's awesome. We have our shows on the weekends with Mark Semple and Dr. Nydia back on Sunday with her show in English of Inner Work. So check out all the different shows. Check out our page. Listen to those. Go back and listen to those 4 shows I did in December last year of Practicing Your Magic. They're right there on our website, Earth Angels Radio, on my cert page. I have all the hosts has their own page, and those shows are right there on my page. So anyways, have a fabulous, blessed weekend, and I will see you back on Monday. And we are getting ready for the holidays of Thanksgiving here in the United States. I believe Canada should be, I may have missed their Thanksgiving. I forgot the date, but I know Canadians had their Thanksgiving or this week, or they are having their Thanksgiving. So I apologize for the date, but if you are in Canada, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Many blessings, much love, and I will see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us here at Earth Angel Radio for another show of self-discovery. Please tune in again every Wednesday evening and Friday at noon Mountain Standard Time. For more information on Carol, please visit www.carolguy.com. May your hearts be blessed with divine love.